Begin Simon Kuf Yud Zayin. So Kuf Yud Zayin is actually a very, very lemaisa. So I actually have to learn this very well for a certain question that came up in my previous position, and that is the idea of owning a business that is selling non-kosher food. So that is Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, all one sif, although it probably will take us 2 or 3 weeks. So where does it come from that there may be a prohibition of dealing with non-kosher things? So the truth is, it's a Beferish Mishnah. Now, it's not so easy to find that Mishnah, because it is in Maseches Shvi'as. So in Maseches Shvi'as, they have a discussion about selling things of Shvi'as. If you look in the Beis Yosef, so the first quote is from Perek Zayin Maseches Shvi'as, and it gets into there, not only are you not allowed to sell Perek Shvi'as, but you're also not allowed to do business with Nevelos, Trefos, Shkatzim, Veramasim, etc. Wow. So that is Mishnah Gimel. Then there's Mishnah Dalet, that is also very interesting, where it discusses that if you set traps, and let's say the traps that you set catch kosher fish, and it catches a few, I don't know, dolphin, or something like that, right? So are you then allowed to sell the dolphin? So the Mishnah says, yes, the Mishnah says you're allowed to sell the dolphin. You'll see the Beis Yosef has a little bit of a discussion whether you could sell a dolphin separately or at that, it mixed together, whatever, but you're allowed to sell the dolphin. So why are you allowed to sell the dolphin in that case? So the Mishnah says, because we have an assumption that, the Rishonim on the Mishnah explained that we have an assumption that when you, that you were taxed for anything that you took out of the ocean. The ocean was owned by some body, and whatever you took out of that ocean, you were obligated to pay that tax. So in order to have rachmanis on the fishermen, that they won't finish the day underwater, right? We allow them to be in business even with those non-kosher things, presuming, of course, that it wasn't their intention. And then there's a discussion, then there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, where that also applies to a private person, right? A private person who's not in the business and isn't being taxed by the government for how much he's being taken out of there. If he also ends up in his property, is that permitted or is that not permitted to sell? So that is a machlokas in the Mishnah, and I believe it's also a machlokas how he paskin. So with that introduction, we can now take a look at the Torah and then the Beis Yosef. So the Torah says, "Kol hadvarim ha'asurim min ha'Torah afal pishim v'tarim ba'anas asur lasos pemskor." Things that are asur deoraisa, even though they are permissible to benefit from, you're not allowed to do business with them. Kiddus not in osin skor b'nevelos utreifos katzuver masmen. Says the Mishnah, don't do business with nevelos utreifos, right? And keep it crawling things. Aval nizdamnu lo litzayid chayav of v'dagim tmeim. But you are allowed to capture chayav of and non-kosher fish. Nizdamnu lo litzayid chayav of v'dagim tmeim oshetzad tmeim im tahorim mutter. You set a trap, and that's what you happen to catch, or you catch it with the Torah things, so then it's permissible to sell them. As long as your kavanah was not to catch these non-kosher animals. Similarly, if you happened, you had a milking cow, and the milking cow one day dies, right? So it's a nevela. We call it now. Betsy is now a nevela. So what do you do with Betsy? So you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. We don't accuse you of being in violation here, right? The violation seems to be, right, that you're in business purposely for non-kosher animals. Mm-hmm. Fine.
So what's the rights on all of these things that are usher is to, well, if it's living things, it's essentially eating, right, in the first place? In other words, if this, we started with the idea that there's the right to usher to have them or usher to eat.
So we
so
you're definitely not allowed to eat them.
Sure.
So at this point, we're saying you're not allowed to be in business with them. Okay.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to buy pet food.
So that's not true. We'll discuss the pet food is an issue.
But then you're giving all these things, say, you're not allowed to, but we're allowed to sell them or
right. So
whatever.
There are many exceptions to the rule. Right, but there is, and there are many exceptions. But it's important to A, know the rule, and then B, to recognize what the exceptions are, because because he's correct. We are in business with non-kosher food all the time.
Mm-hmm. Talking about food. Let's say I want to.
Yes, yeah, another.
I want to sell racehorses.
Right. But race, so that's discussed here as well. That's also going to be shown here. What if you buy a non-kosher animal to use on your farm, right, or to be a racehorse? I didn't think of the racehorse. That didn't come up in the Beis Yosef. But he does talk about buying horses or buying donkeys for horses and donkey purposes. What?
Okay, no.
Must be the influence of the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Run for the roses. Must be springtime. Okay, so the Beis Yosef says as follows. So he quotes that Mishnah, the second Mishnah. We could pick up from, after that Mishnah, about the third. Oh, you're different than me. We're quotes from the Rambam. The Torah's words here are like the Rambam. In Parak Ches Mihilchus Macholos Asuras. You got it? The first paragraph in Kafir Zayin, yeah. So beer dvarav, and the explanation of the Rambam's words there actually is damnu lo tmeim kolomar, that you capture tmeim shehishlich hareshes v'hala tmeim levad, that you throw out a net and you capture non kosher fish. O shehala tmeim v'tahorim bein kach mutzul lemachmir, you'd be permitted to sell it. V'zu ein lemachram v'zu ve'ein tsarach lomar zu, and both of them are not necessary to say the other, but and katani. So either if you could sell it when you buy, zu ve'ein tsarach lomar v'zu means that one is obvious, one is not as obvious, and the second one is more obvious than the first one. So that's you don't this and of course this. Mm-hmm. Right, so if I could sell a dolphin when only a dolphin comes up in the net, certainly if the dolphin comes up with a whole bunch of tuna, I could sell the dolphin. So that's one possibility. Inami, or maybe not. Maybe both of them are chidushim. Travayu tzrichi, I need both. Deitana tameim levad. If I only would have talked about tameim. If only a dolphin comes up, right? Hava mina, I would have thought pahahu de tiru lo limkor. That is what they permitted to sell kadesh lo yapsid kol tarcho, so that all of my efforts wouldn't be for waste. Aval kishahala tameim vitaorim. But if I get tunas and dolphins, seim lo yimkor hatameim, then maybe I shouldn't sell the tamei things. Demi akar shahala tor, because I got a few tunas. Hareinu mafsid kol tarcho. I'm not going to lose out totally. And okay, so I'll lose a little bit for the dolphin, but I still have a lot of tunas that I could take home, right? The itana hella tameim v'tahorim, and if it would have said only when tummy and tar come up, havamina bahiu d'sharo. It's only when the dolphin comes up with the tuna that would be permissible. Rabbanan mishum dahala tahorim bahadayu, because the tahor came with it. Kishol hella el tameim im asrmi. I would have said that case would be aser. Mishum dahol ma'aser reshes zel d'var tameim hay. Because this whole action with the neck was for davar tave, so therefore it's tzrichas. Therefore, I need both. Okay, so in both cases, if the dolphin comes into my possession by accident, I'm permitted to sell it. Fine. Next, v'orchos chayim. Close from the orchos chayim had mutul machrom hani mili biyachar hatami v'atar v'alo hatami b'fneyatzma. And the orchos chayim comes up and says, yes, but when you sell them, you're not allowed to just sell dolphin meat. You have to sell catch of the day meat. You have to sell tuna with dolphin meat. Right, v'atar b'fneyatzma. You can't sell them separately. Because they were captured, Yomru Shekevan Malachto Lehem. I would have said, oh, it must be that he had in mind to capture a few dolphin. Right? Therefore, you have to sell it right away. You shouldn't save the, you shouldn't keep the non-kosher animal around until it becomes fatter. You have to get rid of it right away.
That's true.
That's the Orchos Chaim. So Orchos Chaim said two things. Number one, he said you have to sell it right away. And the second thing is, he said, you can't sell it by itself. Both of those just look very bad.
If you're selling the dolphins with the tuna.
Right.
I mean, you have to sell it to the same customer?
So that's the next.
Which brings up some.
So he's discussed that here as well. Yes, he discussed that here. What? Well, he's a Rishon, was the Beis Yosef quotes him. Beyond that, I'm not sure I have anything to say about it right now.
Name sounds familiar, but I can't place it.
So Masha Asr Limkor Hatami Bifne Atzmo Eni Yodaya. So that which he says, you're not allowed to sell the tummy by itself. I don't know where he got that from. That it sounds like from the Rambam that it is permissible. The Rambam says that even if you only got dolphin, you're allowed to sell it. So obviously, you're allowed to sell it by itself. If you don't have any tuna, right? You're just going to sell a dolphin by itself.
I think he's saying the Rambam and the tuna. Because he calls Rabbeinu
here. Udivi HaRambam V'Rabbeinu. What did I say?
He said the Rambam, but I think it's also the
Torah. Rambam V'Rabbeinu is the Torah, right. V'da, the Snan, by he must nis. And recognize also what it says in that Mishnah in Shvius. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af mi shenismanelo lefi darko lokeach u'mocher. Right, that even somebody who just happens to come across it, right, he's not in the business, he just happens to get it, a dolphin, right? Wow. Right? Uvat, right, he's allowed to sell it. Uvat shalot tehayim nasab, he doesn't make a living off of it. V'cham osr, v'cham asr, that case. Uperish rash, mishenismana she'eno tzayid, that when we came across him, he didn't capture it. V'cham osr, mishenu tzayid, that he's not a tzayid, he's not a hunter, meaning he's not a... in the business. V'cham osur l'misha enu tzayid. V'cham asur it to somebody who's not a in the business. V'aposkim lo hiskiru el tzayid. And the poskim only talk about a fisherman. Mishum de'ein halacha kerbios. You don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The yechidu. V'si paskins biyachid. Over Yerushalmi mefarish time of the Rabbanan teiman ein malachos onsin hacha. Sorry, time of the Rabbanan, Teman ein malchus unsa hacha malchus unsa. Kolomar k'dei likach mas min hatzaydin. That the what it says in the Yerushalmi is that the malchus doesn't tax him; they only tax the fishermen, right? In order to get a tax from the fishermen. But nearly that feel of makom she'ein lo chimas. So it appears to me, says the Beis Yosef, that let's say times have changed and they're not taxed for every living creature that comes out of the sea, right? Lo chimas min hatzaydin. Nami shari, it's still going to be permissible. The lo plug rabbanim b'mosayim b'lefichach lo chilku haposkim b'kach. Therefore, you don't have to do there. He says, even b'zman hazeh, where the situation may have changed a little bit, right, and the economics are a little different, I still think that's permissible. That if you throw out a net and you capture tunas and dolphins, so you're allowed to sell the tunas and the dolphins, even though the dolphins aren't kosher.
Oh, we're just talking here about people who are not necessarily fishermen, though, too, right?
What?
And we're talking right now about.
So Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to be a fisherman, but right. It seems like we don't pass it. The post can only talk about a fisherman that did it. So it seems to be leaning towards saying that no, you need to be a professional in order to achieve this dispensation.
Really? Because a non-fisherman, what's their intent?
Non-fisherman, it says that you bought it. I mean, it says laka. It means you may have bought it. Buying and selling. He happens to get a good deal on the dolphin.
So I don't think he bought it. I thought he just took it.
Well, he's doing loka dolphin to buy.
Oh, right, that's flipped. Yeah, okay. So there is intent.
In the Mishnah, it seems to be like a local fisherman. Yeah. That's what it seems to be. If you look in the Mishnah, it's
okay.
Okay. I was thinking that a non-fisherman just, catches one and, If you're saying that there's no intent on the part of a so-called professional, well, it would be. I would have thought there's no intent on the part of a non-professional either. But they're saying that they're saying the reverse here. They're saying that a non-fisherman would have even more of a reason, or could have more of motivation for intent to catch something like that. Something. Was that? Yeah. Okay.
So, comes the tour. Let's go back into the tour. Where says Upeir Shabinu Tam. So there's a Tosfos in Chulin, I think that quotes this. Yeah. So Upeir Shabinu Tam. Dafka Bistam. So how are you allowed to sell it? Right, even to a non-Jew, how are you allowed to sell it? So Rabbeinu Tam says, "Dafka b'stam she'inu mochram lo b'cheskas kashera, aval asu l'mochor lo olitna lo b'cheskas kashera mishum ganeves das." Right, and when you sell it, you only can sell it without saying anything. You certainly can't sell it and having the other person assume that it's kosher. Right, olitna lo b'cheskas kashera mishum ganeves das, because it's ganeves das. Mishum shem yitnena lo b'fnei Yisrael v'Yisrael yichen mimenu. Even though you're selling it to a non-Jew, right? Non-Jews are also interested in it being kosher, right? So you have to sell it to them honestly, and also certainly because they may go back and sell it to a Jew. So if they're in the business, so they say, "Oh, I bought this from Shmerel, must be Beryl would want to buy it." The Yesh Meforshim, and there are those that explain, no, Divumatana, Afili Nosul Becheskas Sheira Shari, Delo Chayshinon Lo Mishum Gnevas Das. If you give it to a person as a gift, even though the person would assume and say, oh, I'm getting it from Shmuel, it must be kosher, right? You don't have to change their mind, right? They could assume, assuming they're not Jewish, you don't have to change their mind, right? Shari, Delo Chayshinon Lo Mishum Gnevas Das. Velo Mishum, and you don't have to worry about either, Shamit Nan Lubifna Yisrael, you don't have to worry that they're going to give it to a Jew, they got it as a present. Apparently, re-gifting is not something that they do. But certainly, you're not allowed to sell it to them, having them think that it's kosher. Meaning, he makes the distinction between giving it to them and selling it to them. If you give it to them, you can let them think whatever they want. But if you sell it to them, so then people will pay a little more for it to be kosher. Even non-Jews pay a little bit more for it to be kosher. So therefore, you would have to tell them. Right. Venira, so this is the tour talking. Venira dafil lefi elu hamafarshim ein heter el litna lo beino leveno. That there's no heter except for to sell it beino leveno. Below chashina ein heter el litna lo beino leveno. Below chashina shemit nena lo bifnei Yisrael. And we're not concerned lest they give it in front of a Jew. Right, but you're not allowed to sell it to them having them think that it's kosher, or give it to them in front of a Jew and having the Jew think that it was shechted. Right, that would not be. You're not allowed to deceive anybody. And the Rosh passes like Rabbeinu Tam, right on the previous page. Fine.
If they were going to resell it, well, obviously, you know, we don't want them to resell it to a Jew.
Right.
I guess informing them that it's not is all we can do.
Right.
Okay.
But in theory, you don't even have to. I mean, you don't have to tell them. You just, here, you want a piece of meat, here's a piece of meat. Right? It's only if they think, oh, I'm getting it from you, and therefore it must be kosher, so that would be a problem. But if they don't necessarily think that, they know that you're a fisherman, they know that you have extra from Ita, then you don't have to correct them. And when he says we pass on the Kabinu Tam, right after Bistam Shein Amochram Lo Becheskas Kshera, Aval Asur Lo Mochram Lo Olitna Lo Becheskas Kshera, Mishum Genevas Das, Mishum Shem Yitnana Lo Bifnei Yisrael, Asur Yichanu Bimenu. Right, so we do have that concern. Right, if we pass on the rush, pass on the period of time, then we would have that concern. Mm-hmm. Fine. Next thing he says, Umaskanas Adonia vi Harash Karabinu Tavai. Kasav Harambam, Mutala so schor bechalav shechalvu gai, uvigvinas hagayim vichiyotzi behem. Right? The Rambam does write, though, you're allowed to do business with non-kosher milk. With milk, not non-kosher milk, but milk that is pasul midrabanan. That pasul that is milk that was milked by a non-Jew, without the government controls and everything, right? Or gvinas akum as well, which is only an issur derabanan, but you don't see behem. Zakha kol she'asur min ha'tor asur la'sos poschor, v'chol she'isur midivreyem mutur la'sos poschor, bein besafek bein bevada. That if it's only, that this idea only applies to things that are actually suri d'oraisa. Right, that's when you're not allowed to do business. Okay. This is the Rabbanan, it's permissible, let's so supposed to do business, even whether b'safik or whether b'vadai. Okay, so that's the idea with the milk. That's the next thing in the Beis Yosef.
You're not allowed to sell camel milk.
You would not be allowed to sell camel milk, correct?
Yeah, I heard there's something about it's healthier. Except for I heard something for medical reasons whether it would be permitted.
Lots of things that are healthier.
Okay, so then, the next thing says where it says vidda in the Beis Yosef. So probably I don't know how many lines below where we left off, but it begins with the words vidda. So this is where it talks about other animals. The hasam parak v'arei chamor l'malachta hu gadol v'arei gamol l'malachta hu gamol. So wait a second, but donkeys and camels people get for work. So mashva de'ein iser lasos sechora b'isurei Torah el b'dvarim shehem yuchadim l'maychol. Right, the only things that are prohibited to do this kind of business with are things that are that you buy for eating. Aval b'dvarim she'enem yuchadim l'maychol, but things that are not specific for eating, mutter, then it's permissible.
So for for pet food would be included.
Yeah, pet food, a dog.
Yeah.
So you could buy a dog, right? If his dogs are not usually miyuchad for eating.
But their food is for them, so it's okay.
Well, we didn't talk about that yet. So v'chein kasuva tosus v'sof parak meruba, and also similarly, it writes in a tosus at the end of meruba. So there, it actually has the hadis not hasam lo yigadol adam chazirim, because there it says that a person is not allowed to raise
pigs.
Now, you're not allowed to raise pigs, but that is clearly only a din derabanan. That seems to be excluded from this din. So the gemara there at the end of Bava Kama has ten gezeros. Right, and then the Parak Meruba. One of them is Jews cannot raise pigs.
Is that
right?
Israel or
anywhere? Yeah. So why not? So the Gemara says Mishum Maisa Shahaya. What was the Maisa? So something that happened once. What is the something that happened once? So the Gemara goes into this whole story. Now, just before I get into that, realize what's going on here, right? It's a din derabanan, you're not allowed to sell pigs. Wait a second, I thought it's a din deraisa, you're not allowed to sell any non kosher animals.
Right.
So what's going on here? Where is this pig fallen? So on one hand, the pig is excluded, seemingly to be more machmer than every other animal. However, it also seems at the same time to be maybe more makel than every other animal, right? So what's the pig doing there? So very quickly, what was the maisa shahaya? So apparently, at some time there was a feud between two of the different children of the Chashmonaim dynasty. So they were at civil war with each other. One of the group held Yerushalayim and held the Beit Hamikdash, and the group outside wanted to kill the group inside. So the group on the outside was putting a siege on the group on the inside. Now, that's interesting, right? But the group on the inside obviously was running the Beis HaMikdash. However, in a Beis HaMikdash, which has shechs, many animals a day, you're very quickly going to run out of animals if you don't have any way in and out of Yerushalayim. So they used to have a deal. They used to take the shkalim, they used to lower them in a bucket over the wall of Yerushalayim, and the group on the outside used to put a korban in, and they used to bring it in, and they would sacrifice that in the Beis HaMikdash. So they had teamwork with one another. So one of the, some guy on the inside of Yerushalayim was sympathizing with the people on the outside of Yerushalayim. So he told them, by the way, if you really, you know, as long as they keep offering these korbanos, you're never going to defeat them because, you know, they're offering korbanos and God likes that. So I haven't, you should trick them. So he gave them this, so he told them, why don't you put a pig in instead? So one day they did it, they got the money, they put in the pig halfway up the outside of the thing, stuck its claws into the wall and let out this shriek, and the whole Eretz Yisrael shook from it or something like that. And then they declared from then on that nobody should own any pigs. That's what the Gemara says in Meruba. So
what about if it's for
so how does that fit into the rest of the sugya here? So there were men you're not allowed to raise pigs. V'im tomar tam lomar, right, the asur lasos schor b'chol dvarim tameim, because tam b'sech ha-shviyas. So the Tosfos there asks, wait a second, I thought you're not allowed to do business with anything that's tamei, right? So v'teir t'rbeinu tam, so Rabbeinu Tam explains over there, right, the hainu dafka b'davar omid l'achila, that the only thing you're really not allowed to do business with are things that are set for eating. About in megadlan le'mishuach oros b'shumnan o'lemokron li'Yisrael, the Israel sheyimshach behem shari, right? That if you keep them for its skins or for its oils or to be in the business or just to, I guess, lemochron leYisrael shimshach sheyimashich behem, or to sell to a Jew so that they will. I'm not sure. Sheyishami.
Maybe it has to do with
oil. Yeah, something like that. Okay,
putting oil.
Then it would be permissible. V'chol chalav mutu limkor hechad lo kai lachila. And so too, the fats you're allowed to sell as long. Oh, sorry, the milk. The milk you're allowed to sell as long as they're not for drinking or eating. Ready? V'shami na'ami mefarish b'hai pirka desusim v'chamorim shari lasos v'mischorim mishum destamud malach l'nad kalashon. And so too, the Yerushalmi itself says that you're allowed to sell horses because horses are used for their work; they're not used for their meat.
Except in France.
And frogs.
So the Rashba seems to have a slightly different take here. So what does the Rashba say? So the Rashba says, however, Kasav b'tshuva ra'isiba meshekosev is davar she'inu nirali, that I saw that it was written something which I don't understand. Va'afki amartashim matsasa kain b'tosos perak meruba, even though you say that you found it in a tosos in meruba, v'hu she... That these things that you only use, that you're not selling it for eating, but rather you're only selling it for its skins, right? Then it would be permissible because right? So he said, like the horse and or like the donkey and the camel. Right? So he says this is a mistake. He says anything that's normally used for eating. I mean, Tosva said, if you're not using it for eating, you're using it for its skins, you're using it for its fats, right, and not for eating purposes, that's okay. The Rashba says, no, it doesn't depend on what you're using for. It's not subjective to the buyer, it's subjective to the animal, right? Is this an eating animal, or is this a working animal? So horses and camels are working animals, and pigs are eating animals. So and I'd be very shocked if Tosus actually allowed that which you say that allowed. No. Rather, maybe what they said was, it's not fit for them, rather, it's not fit for that person, except for, that animal is not going to be edible. He said, maybe that would be okay.
Now, and therefore you can sell the non-edible stuff,
maybe what Tosos allowed was an animal when the animal itself wasn't edible. Maybe that's right. What it allowed. But just because you decide, oh, I'm going to buy this pig and only use it for its skin, right? So that wouldn't work. Now the Rashba, I don't know if he deals with. Then okay, what's the story with the pigs?
Back to the original question,
right? What I don't know if he answers that.
You can't sell them.
What about in Israel? They use pigs for security.
So let's learn the halacha, and then you could get into particular questions.
But I think maybe they use the pigs just for trimming
the lawns. Like dogs, because they're smart or something.
So
pigs are used as lawnmowers. Maybe. So then you want to plant to sell. Anyway.
Okay, so if we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, so we've covered. So the rest of the BC will hold off, I guess. Let's hold off on that and go to the Shulchan Aruch itself. So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin raises the following thing. So he says, Kol Davar. So Kol Davar she'asur min haTorah afal pi she'mutar b'hana im hu davar hamiyuchad l'maychol asur la'asos v'schor. Right? Anything that is prohibited min haTorah, even though it is permissible for hana, if it is a davar that is miyuchad for eating, asur la'asos v'schor, you're not allowed to do business with it.
Okay.
Fine. So that's enough. So what we didn't get into is that besides being a Mishnah in Maseches Truma, this also seems to be a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, right? So in the Taz here, the Taz quotes from a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, where in the beginning of the second parak. So it goes through, the Gemara there has a discussion as to how do you know when something in the Torah is not, that you're not allowed to eat, is also not allowed, is also Asur Bahana. Right there, so it goes through, and it says, is it a specific word? I think lo yeyachel, or any time it says lo sochal, it's aser bahana, it's prohibited for benefit unless proven otherwise. Right, so that's the discussion that goes, and then the Gemara goes through, I think, two dafim, bringing up about 12 different examples of this, and at the end, every one of them, they end up agreeing because either there's some kind of fallout, and at the end, there's like one nafkamina between the two of them. I think there's one and a half nafkaminas between the two of them. So they are then permissible. For our purposes, one of the examples given there is this nevela. I think. No, but not the Nevela. Nevela is given to the right Yisrael. Who? Right. So Yotatsuda Taz. The Taz quotes from the Rashba, which we quoted already, that Hatam Gezerah Shem Yavalach Lamihem, that the reason for the Gezerah is, lest you come and eat from them. Right?
Okay.
So, he's now established the reason. So Yatsu Chamer v'Gamel Sh'Adam Megadlin L'Malach, as opposed to a Gamel and Adam, not a Gamel and Adam, a Chamer and a Gamel, that a person raises them for their work. Okay? So he says, so the Gemara never said it's because you may come to eat them. Right, the Rashba is making that assumption. So he says v'tamesi. He says I'm shocked. Shari parak kol shah isa. It says in parak kol shah, which is the second parak of Maseches Pesachim, right? Shu iser de oraisa. That this is actually to be in business is not just an iser de rabbanan. It's an iser de oraisa de saninan, as it says over there. Nizdamnu lo minim tmeim mutul mokram leovei kuchavim. That if you captured non-kosher things, you're allowed to sell them to the non-Jew. Mefarish, the reason given there is Mefarish time it says lachem. It says lachem is shalachem yehei uparchina, that they should be yours, meaning you should have them because they're yours, right? Uparchina afil lecharchila nami. So then it says so then maybe you should even sell them lecharchila. Umeshayni shayni hacha the amarkra yihiyu bav yasan yihu yihiyu. And they say no, but it also says there, it says yihiyu, that as they are, meaning not that you should lichachila be in the business, but if they happen to come into your possession, so then you're allowed to sell them. Right? That's the Mishnah and Shvius that we quoted.
Right, right,
so
right.
So this is all, and Bechein and Tosus there in the spot comments, yeah, that the Oraisa, this is actually a Dindo Oraisa. Now that's very interesting, right? You read this, right? This is based on a pasuk. Right, the Gemara in Pesachim quotes a pasuk and tells you, right, you're allowed to sell them, but only if they came into your property by accident. You're not allowed to be in the business of selling them, based on Pesukim in the Torah. If it's based on Pesukim in the Torah, that sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. Now, if it's a Din D'Oraisa, if it's biblical,
that's really
so then we have a concept called Ein Darshinan Taima D'Kra. Right, that we're not allowed to, this is developed, this Taz is developed more here in the Chalukas Binyam. Right, but we have a concept called Ein Darshin and Taima D'Kra, that we don't try to figure out what the reasons are for Dine D'Oraisa. Right? So asks the Taz, says, I don't understand. The Rashba came and said that it's a problem because it's a, because you may come and eat it. And therefore what? So therefore, while you're not allowed to sell non-kosher, you're not allowed to sell things that you would eat. You're allowed to sell non-kosher things that you would that are for their work. So the Taz says, how does he know? How does he know? Where does he get off being darshin in time of the kara? The Rashi get off being that the reason is that for this reason. Now, the truth is, the Yerushalmi, right? The Beis Yosef itself quoted a Yerushalmi to that effect, right? Yerushalmi not mefarish b'hai pirk the susim v'chamorim shari, but it's not necessarily true. I don't know. The Taz had the Beis Yosef. Yeah, I'm not sure why he only asks on the Taz on the Rashi, not asking on the Yerushalmi itself. So how did the Rashba get this? So the Taz explains, Venira, the Harashba Kasav Gezerazu Shatura Asra Mishum Ze, Midchazinan Hatera Mishum Lachem, Visur Mishum Yiyu. That the Rashba saw that, no, there's something that's mutter, and there's something that's asr. Right? It's clear from that pasuk, something is mutter and something is asr. Right? You're allowed to do something, you're not allowed to do the other thing. So Mishum Yiyu. Vahare Hadavar, so once you have that conflict, says the Rashba, Masr lechachamim shehein harei hadavar masr lechachamim shehein yifcheru ma'ye aser u'ma'ye mutter. He says at that point, right, the chachamim are actually allowed to decide what's going to be mutter and what's going to be prohibited.
This is the Taz talking on the Rashba.
Right. He's saying
this is what the Rashba is going through,
right,
to come up with this.
Right. Dugma, for example, The davar ha'iser melacha is the chol hamoed. For example, the prohibition of working on chol hamoed, right? In or in parakliy. Va'al korchach danu chachamim shebechol midi dehu meichel yeish lo asu shema yavu lo ochlo. Aval davar ha'miyuchah the melachas mutter. Right? He says. So therefore, the chachamim went and figured out and said, okay. So when's it going to be mutter? When's it going to be aser? When it has to do with food, it's going to be aser. And when it's going to be when it doesn't have to do with food, so then it's going to be permissible. And then it says Shuvar Iti B'Torah Habayis, right? Shekasa B'Shem Gilyon Tosfos B'Haf Rasha Hava Asvachta. And he goes and so in the Rashba himself, the Rashba wrote the Torah Habayis, that he quotes that it wasn't necessarily that, yes, while it's true it's quoted from Sukkim, that pasuk doesn't necessarily mean it's a Din D'Oraisa. It might only be an Asvachta, in which case it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Okay, that's enough for the Taz. What else do we got here? Okay, so we'll do one more thing. So let's do that first Shach then as well. Yeah, so we'll do that Shach. That Shach. So the Shach says, right, Imhu Davraham Yuchad the Michael, Aleph. So Lafuki, what are we excluding? Susim Vachamorim, Vigamalim, the Stavan Lamalach, but those are used for work. Rabbi Yosef, Yehivi B'Shem Tosos, the Sof Perek Meruba, Shakasar Vein Tam, Duadin Shardvarim Temeim, Shaodim Lachila, Imagadlan, Limshoach, Oros, Vishumlan, Lishdakrahem, Olamokum, Israel, Shimashifahem, Olahadlik Mutter. About the Chazir, Hakol Aser, Mishumaisa Shahaya. Right, he goes ahead and quotes from Rabbi Tam, which we quoted. And when is it, what is Aser and what is Mutter, right? So anything that you're only going to use for it, if you're not going to use it for food, right, so then it's going to be permissible, except for the pig. The pigs outside, that's Chutz L'Tchum. V'chein Mashakasav, I'm not sure, V'choshet Mishpat, Simen Tav Tess, V'chein Tassu Ha'agudah, V'arash, V'anuukah Yosef, V'shem Harash, V'ara'ah, V'lo, V'chein Mashakasav, V'bach, Sheharash, Cholik Ha'Rabbeinu Tam, V'ha'agudah, Milosha, V'chabir Shakasav, Yimudavar, Miyuchad, L'mayichol, V'chule. Fine. Lo Mash M'ksas, Hachi. Ella Ka'arashba. Right, oh, he says, it doesn't seem to be the Machaber, the way the Machaber passes. Because the Machaber, right? The Machaber wrote, Imhu davar hamiyuchad l'maychol. Right? Kol davar she'asr min ha-Torah af pi she'mutter bana, imhu davar hamiyuchad l'maychol, asr las. Something set aside for eating, you're not allowed to do business with it. So what does that sound like? That sounds like it depends on the animal. Not depending on the person, it depends on the animal. L'mash sas hachi. It sounds like the Rashba, which is the base Yosef quotes. Imhu miyuchad l'maychol, v'derech min yadam l'gadlan, k'di l'achlan, that if generally people eat it, and most people raise them in order to eat it, af pi she'enu socher b'dvarim elu, even if you're not in the business of the food, of the meat aspect of it, l'tzorech hachila, aser. It's still going to be aser, v'chein perish ha'bei terezav, l'hedya v'yish lomer, and that this is what he means to say, that if it's something that the world sets aside for eating, right, to exclude if a person sets it aside not for the purpose of eating, right? And that seems to be the way the Shach wants to pass it.
So he's really starting with the Rashba.
So starting like the Rashba,
yeah,
you get
yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam. On that Shach, so this happens to be because Jonathan kept raising the question about pet foods. So what's the story with pet foods? So he actually quotes a tshuva from Rav Moshe on pet foods. There it is. That once something is set aside for non-kosher for animals to eat, so that's also going to be excluded from this din. So after Rav Moshe has a where he entitled the davar kufsos shevetocham ochlei kalavim. Right, stores where they sell dog food. Hanasami suri achila imutu laasos behem schora. So Moshe first goes ahead and says that really it should be mutter because even though dog food, this is interesting, might have other ramifications, that even though dog food might be basar v'chalav, it might be nevela, it's ein roi laachilas adam. Not only is it ein roi laachilas adam, ein roi lager. It's not fit for a non-Jew to eat. So it's not good for Naji to eat, says Rav Moshe. Maybe it's only Issa Durabhanan. So his whole Isser is only by Deoraisa, not by Durabhanan.
So
Rav Moshe says that therefore might be permissible. He says, but then he goes on and says, but according to my opinion, you don't even need that Chiddush. that even if there was an Isser Skar even on Isseri Durabanan, right, it's still, this would not be Usser. Why? Because it's the Rabbanan weren't, they're only talking about things that are Usser, that things people are going to eat. But if it's clearly being, if clearly the focus is not on things that people are going to eat, so then Rav Moshe says that it's permissible. I didn't get to the end of the tshuva, but that seems to be the direction.
So what about
that he has had.
The security pigs in Israel? Did you hear?
I don't know about security pigs.
You know how dogs, they have dogs, and they can smell bombs, so apparently pigs are also smart, and the fact that Arabs are scared of dogs, so that they don't.